Today, supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement are applauding a grand jury in Aurora, Colorado. The jurors indicted three police officers and two paramedics yesterday. Among the charges are manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the death of a young black man 2 years ago. His name, Elijah McClain. He was 23. Allison Sherry is a justice reporter for Colorado Public Radio. And Allison, I understand Elijah McClain 2 years ago was walking home from a convenience store. He was stopped by police who put him in a kind of chokehold. And then paramedics later injected him with a powerful sedative. So what specific wrongdoing are they charged with?
Well, it was a 35-count indictment filed against five people. So those charges are collectively among three officers and two paramedics who were on the scene. And they include a charge each of manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and several assault charges.
Okay. And as far as the paramedics specifically, I understand it's pretty unusual for paramedics to be charged in these cases. Does this go to what they did and their central involvement in this?
Yeah, I mean, this entire story is highly unusual. You know, I can't recall paramedics being criminally charged for something they did on the job in the history of my beat. And I think, you know, in the indictment, it said the paramedics stood by. They didn't look at him. They didn't touch him. They talked to the officers. They didn't talk to him. You know, so this is this does stand out. The paramedics piece stood out, and I didn't have much detail before this about what happened with the paramedics. But I think, you know, a bigger thing that stands out is this whole thing is a byproduct of the police reform movement last summer. You know, Elijah McClain died in August of 2019, a full 9 months ahead of George Floyd's murder. There was a local investigation by a local DA that exonerated the cops. The local coroner dubbed McClain's cause of death as undetermined, and the case was really closed. But last summer, the summer of reckoning with police violence mounted pressure on public officials, including Colorado's governor, and he wrote an executive order giving the AG special prosecutorial power over this case. A grand jury was convened, and now we have a much different result.
Right, and so you've been following this play out over 2 years in Aurora. Does this go to the kind of the central role this public anger brought about?
Yeah, you know, right after this happened, there were some protests early on. But, you know, as I mentioned, this really gained big, big traction, national, and got national, even international attention last summer. His mother's GoFundMe, she set up for his funeral months and months earlier, exploded. People took to the streets. And several state and federal investigations were launched into what happened with Elijah McClain and the Aurora Police Department's patterns and practices overall.
Now, I want to ask you about ketamine, this powerful sedative the paramedics injected into Elijah McClain. I understand the autopsy was inconclusive as to the cause of death, but a lot of experts are asking, why is this even used in a police action?
Yeah, and I should clarify that the indictment yesterday called the death a homicide. A forensic pathologist dubbed Elijah McClain's death a homicide, so that allows the cops and the paramedics to be criminally liable for this, or at least charged with that. But yes, with ketamine, there's a lot of debate about ketamine in the country and currently in Colorado. And because of this case, what happened with Elijah McClain, there's a moratorium in using it in police settings, and a law passed earlier this year in the legislature prevents police now from asking for ketamine, and it really restricts its use among paramedics and fire crews outside of a hospital setting. Also, one of our members of Congress, Representative Joe Neguse, has introduced federal legislation banning ketamine in arrests and police settings. So it has changed how people look at it.
Okay. And finally, very quickly, what are the defendants, law enforcement, and paramedics groups saying?
Well, we haven't talked to the defendants. They turned themselves in late last night, posted $10,000 bonds. The police union repudiated the indictment. They said the police did nothing wrong. The police chief issued a statement saying her heart is with McClain's family and especially his mother, Shanine. And the fire chief said had a similar comment.
Okay, thanks. Allison Sherry is justice reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.